In our era of personalized medicine, women are increasingly turning to custom-made hormone therapy to deal with the symptoms of menopause. But as WBUR's Rachel Zimmerman reports, some doctors say these medications, which are not FDA-approved, may be risky and that there are other options available.
First thing in the morning, as soon as I'm out of the shower.
Day and night, without fail, Audrey Foster goes through her routine.
It's just part of my ablutions with brushing my teeth. I put on my hormone cream.
Foster, now 64, lives in Boston's Back Bay. For years, she's been using this cream, a blend of three hormones prescribed by her doctor just for her and custom-made in a compounding pharmacy.
In the morning, I put it on my left thigh, and in the evening, I put it on my right thigh.
Studies show that up to a million or more women who suffer from hot flashes, night sweats, low sex drive, and other symptoms of menopause use these personalized, so-called bioidentical hormone medications. And the number is increasing. To some in the medical community, that's concerning.
I now declare myself officially baffled as I watch these products continue to grow in popularity so that they are now up to a third of the market for menopausal hormone treatment.
Dr. Nanette Santoro is professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Colorado School of Medicine.
I think many of us in the medical community expected that the phenomenon of custom compounded hormones for menopausal women would be short-lived, as it is not an evidence-based practice.
Professional groups like the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists have raised questions about the safety of custom-compounded hormones for menopausal women, except in special cases, like when a patient is allergic. Critics also worry about contamination. They cite the more than 60 deaths linked to tainted medication produced by a Massachusetts compounding pharmacy. Dr. Joanne Manson, head of preventive medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital, has other concerns, like the possibility of under- or overdosing. And Manson says these compounded medications, unlike the FDA-approved versions, don't carry labels about potential risks, including breast cancer, heart problems, and blood clots.
The promotion of the custom compounded hormones is misleading many women into thinking that they're safer and more effective than the FDA-approved treatments. And this isn't the case. In fact, it's very likely to be the opposite.
Inside the lab at Birds Hill Pharmacy in Needham, where Audrey Foster's prescription hormone cream is made, masked and gloved technicians are preparing compounded medications.
So the powders are weighed out and scanned in through our barcoding system with a computer software. After being stirred by the mortar and pestle, it then is sent through the ointment mill.
Andrew Stein, a pharmacist and the manager here, doesn't dispute that the custom compounded hormone medications he sells are not FDA approved.
That's correct. They are not FDA approved drugs because in order to be FDA approved, you have to have a drug, a strength, and a dosage form. And whenever you have a bulk powder, you immediately don't have a final dosage form. We have ibuprofen powder over there. Ibuprofen 200 milligram tablets are over the counter. Ibuprofen powder is not an FDA approved product.
Stein adds that the main difference between his custom blended hormone medications, mostly creams, pills, and suppositories, and the FDA approved hormones is that his are tailor made from a doctor's prescription for each patient.
Blood work gives us a good guide of where they compare to quote unquote normal. Everyone is different, and that's why this isn't a cookie-cutter approach. It's very individual. The medication's individual. The relationships with the physicians are individual.
Some women turn to these custom-compounded bioidentical hormones after a 2002 study first linked popular FDA-approved hormone replacement drugs to serious health risks. After that, prescriptions for these name-brand hormones, which were not bioidentical, dropped from about 17 million to 3.5 million over 10 years. The term bioidentical in this case means hormones that have the same molecular structure as hormones produced in the human body. But critics say the word is also used to market the custom-made blends as more natural hormone alternatives. Celebrities have also helped boost the popularity of custom-compounded hormones.
We will no longer need antidepressants, sleeping pills.
I just feel so good.
I'm sleeping. I have a libido.
I'm not depressed. I'm healthy. I'm thin. I don't itch. I don't bloat. I don't have any hot flashes. If I was not on bioidentical hormones, I would not look like this.
That's actress Suzanne Summers. She and others, like Oprah Winfrey, have touted the benefits of these hormone preparations. Now, FDA-approved bioidentical hormones are on the market in various doses and forms. Joanne Manson and other physicians are calling on the FDA to require similar labeling on the compounded hormone medications, to list the side effects, and to say they are not FDA-approved. The FDA says federal law, which dictates how compounded medications are labeled, limits what the agency can do. In the meantime, Audrey Foster, who's been using her custom compounded hormones for over a decade, says she has faith in her choice of medication.
I don't know how I'd feel if I wasn't using them, and that concerns me, but I feel that these are making me a healthier, more active person, and I feel like it's working.
And Foster says that with no side effects and such personalized care from her doctor, she sees no reason to change her regimen. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Zimmerman.